St. Paul said, "Be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil." I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We live in a world today that values many interesting things. We live in a world that values money, a world that values success, a world that values hard work, and a world that values the tactfulness and cunning of people who get to the top at all costs, no matter what the consequences are for themselves or for the people around them. We live in a world that puts a high value on being the best at something. It could be anything, but if you are good at something or mediocre at something, the world tells you you must try to be the best, no matter the cost. So what is the value in this world that underlines all of this? In this world, we put a high value on intelligence and intellect. To have a lot of money, to be successful, to rise to the top, to be the best at something, you need to be smart. You need to be intelligent. This is evidenced in the way our educational system works now in society. Kids and youth today are pushed like never before to excel in school, to be the best, to be the smartest, so that they can rise above all the others at any cost. I cannot tell you how many grandparents I talk to that tell me how their children are helicopter parents to their grandchildren, pushing them to be the best and smartest at everything in life so that they can rise above the competition, which is other people, other human beings, so that they can be successful in this world and rise above. Their underlying concern is, of course, that these kids don't have time just to be kids. Now, there are two problems with this. First, study after study is now showing that when kids who have had over-controlling parents for their whole life enter the real world and are on their own, they can't handle it and are having mental breakdowns. Mental illness among young adults in our society is higher than it has ever been, and more research is attributing this to the way in which children have grown up their whole lives with no time to be kids. Rather, they have spent all their time being groomed to be the best and the most intelligent. Secondly, more philosophically, people are asking questions: when all things come to an end, will it really matter if you were the best at something? Will it really matter if you were the most successful or the most intelligent? I suspect that the answer is probably not. I've come to accept I'm just adequate, rather adequate, and that's okay. So how should we spend our time? And how should we respond to this world? The scripture and the tradition of the church do not talk a lot about intelligence, but rather they talk a lot about wisdom, Sophia, which has something to do with intelligence, but at the same time, it is different. If we turn to our readings for today, they talk a lot about wisdom. Our first reading today is from the book of 1 Kings in the Old Testament. Now, our reading starts off with the death of King David, who we have heard so much about over the last number of weeks. With the death of David, his son Solomon becomes the king of Israel. Now, Solomon, like his father, will become a great king in his own right. And the text tells us in our reading for today, it is because Solomon had one thing. He had great wisdom. In our reading, Solomon is up on a mountain worshiping God, and at night he goes to sleep. During the night, our Lord appears to him in a dream and renews the covenant with Solomon, the same covenant that the Lord had with his father David. If Solomon is faithful and walks in the ways of the Lord and follows the law, the Lord will protect him and the people of Israel. During the midst of this dream, though, Solomon asked the Lord to do one thing. He asked the Lord to make him a wise ruler, to give him wisdom to govern the people of Israel, and to make correct judgments. And the Lord responds to Solomon. He says, "Indeed, I will give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall rise again." Indeed, we see that after this moment, Solomon is given great wisdom by God and is able to make right and correct judgments and to serve the Lord. So what is this wisdom that Solomon received as a gift from the Lord, if it is not just intelligence? Solomon wants to have an understanding mind from the Lord. He wants to have a listening heart, to be able to listen to God and then take the right course of action. Here, wisdom and intelligence is a gift, and to have this wisdom, one needs to listen to God to discern the way forward. And this wisdom and this intelligence is not for the benefit of Solomon himself, to make him successful or to make him great, but is for the benefit of the common good, for the whole people, the rich and the poor, all the people of Israel, and of course, to bring glory to God. One thing this wisdom, this understanding, this intelligence is not, is it is not self-service for Solomon to make him the best or to simply benefit him. As you can see, wisdom and intelligence and success is very different for Solomon than how we would think about it today. Our gospel reading for today, too, talks about wisdom and having wisdom. We are still making our way through John chapter 6, as we have been for the last number of weeks. In our reading from John 6 this week, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them." Jesus talks about us abiding in him, and he in us. This is a major theme in the Gospel of St. John. It means us living in Jesus, and Jesus living in us. More widely, it means taking Jesus, the wisdom for life, and following his teachings and drawing from him. We are told in other parts of Scripture that if we abide in Christ, we will bear his fruit. If we take in him the wisdom for life, we as his followers will bear good fruit for this world, which means we will do some good and bring some healing to this very broken place. Abiding is also talked about in other parts of Scripture, about being able to keep the commandments of Christ if we allow him to abide in us. So you see, by letting Jesus abide in us, we are being given wisdom, the ultimate wisdom, who is Christ Jesus himself. Just as Solomon got wisdom from God, drawing right from God the right way forward, that is what it means to abide in Christ. Christ is the wisdom for this life, and we are told over and over again in John chapter 6. And how do we receive this wisdom? We receive it as a gift. Jesus says we will eat his flesh and drink his blood. So when you come to the communion rail today and eat the flesh and drink the blood, remember you are receiving Christ, who is wisdom for life. And open your hearts and minds to this wisdom so that Christ may abide in you and you in him. Jesus gives life and wisdom to those who fully feed on him. Again, this is different from what the world would have us think about intelligence, success, or wisdom. Our Lord has a very different understanding of wisdom and intellect than we do in today's world. First of all, wisdom and intellect is not something that we can earn, push our kids toward, or gain for ourselves. Rather, like everything else in this world, it is simply a gift from God. Wisdom for our Lord is taking in Christ, taking in God, and letting him and his commandments and his teachings dwell in us for the betterment of the world and for our fellow human beings, not something that we use for our own success and self-gain, but for the world around us. So as Christians, as followers of Christ, as ones who have some sort of idea about what wisdom really is, how do we respond to this world and its distorted view of intellect, intelligence, wisdom, and success? St. Paul, in our reading from Ephesians today, offers us some wisdom about how we as followers of Christ can respond to this world. St. Paul says to us, "Be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So what is Paul exhorting us to do? He is exhorting us to spend our time serving God and others rather than serving our own self-interests and trying to get ahead. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, all things of this world will one day pass away, and at the end, not one thing will matter. It will not matter how successful you were, if you were the best at something, if you were the most smart, or if you were the most intelligent, It will not matter if you followed the wisdom of this world. No, what will matter is how wise we were, how we spent our time serving our fellow human beings, serving Christ, using the gifts that we have been given by God for others, serving others and not ourselves, for that is what the wisdom of our God is, bringing mercy, love, and grace to others and not ourselves. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. I am the wisdom that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." So as you come to the table today to receive grace and wisdom, let that wisdom dwell and abide within you, so that you too can be wise and give your flesh, your very being, just as our Lord did, for service to others and to this broken world. Amen.